closely talk.
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on July 1st, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, we will be taking calls for the first 2 hours. We're going to see how this works. Please be gentle on us. In our last hour, we'll be talking to our old friend, our very old friend, one of the first people we ever had on the show, Tamara Thorne.
To listen too loudly.
This went out a little bit longer than normal.
That's all right. I was turning my phone back on.
Where were you? Kind of a testing night tonight, slash all kinds of wild stuff going on.
Which is scary.
Yes. We do have a lot to talk about. We can talk about our travel schedule. Why haven't we been on the air for several weeks?
Well, no, we were just, well, we, you know, this month we've only, unfortunately for June, Poor June really took a beating this year because we had two conferences in June. So, you know, since we started doing this rigorous tour schedule that we have now.
I think October is going to be worse.
October is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But since we started doing this rigorous tour schedule, we just sat down and discussed it and said, you know, we're going to these conferences. And we usually always bring back something really cool. You know, like we bring back archives for people to check out and stuff like that. As far as like the speakers that were there, we record the conferences and things. So we kind of use those as our archives now. It's really, really, really difficult for us to try to get back on Sunday and do a show, bottom line. That's exactly what the issue is with us.
Yeah.
Because some people are like, why don't you just do a show that weekend? And they're like, well, you know, we do want to enjoy ourselves a little bit at these conferences. We don't want to be working the whole time. And so it does take a little stress off us to not have to, like, drive, like, 110 miles an hour the whole way home to get back here by 6 p.m. Eastern time to do Ghostly Talk, as much as we'd love to. But we figure, you know, we...
Last year, there were literally how many where we hit the door... Right.
Yeah, it was brutal.
And if you
were
home, the music was playing.
Yeah.
Or if you weren't home, we were, you know.
And it was hard on us. It was really, really hard on us to do that because, I mean, we want to do a good show, bottom line.
Right.
And I don't think we can do a good show when we're half asleep. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You're looking at the clock the whole time.
Sound as good as possible.
Yeah, and you're looking at the clock the whole time going, when are we going to be done? When are we going to be done? I'll tell you why we're doing what we're doing today. I have to say this, though.
Oh, you're going to fess up?
I'll fess up. I got no problem
with that. Oh, that's awesome. I was going to say, oh, we planned it.
Oh, we didn't plan anything.
Oh, okay.
It's like anything else.
I wasn't going to lie, but yeah, it was hilarious, actually, because were we talking face-to-face, or did I call you?
And no, we were at the Cracker Barrel. We were at the CB. Yeah, we were at the CB Lounge.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And I'm like, well,
we were talking about the schedule because we were talking to a gentleman. By the name of Jeremy Hawthorne, very cool guy,
yep.
From Arc Paranormal, who you know, we want to get him on the show. And I thought I had him booked. I wasn't sure. And I'm like, well, we got to find a computer sometime so we can figure this out. And Tom's like, well, I am technology man. I have a phone that can put us online right here.
I have one strapped to my hip.
Yeah. And he's like, let me look it up. So I think you went and, or no, actually you ended up going into the truck and pulling your laptop.
Right. Well, we did everything we could with the little phone / web browser thing.
Yeah.
It wouldn't call up that one mail service that we use. And
God.
So I know eventually Ghostly Talk is going to be completely 100% anonymous. It'll be like, well, we did something that one night.
But we're not telling you.
We can't really discuss it.
We're not going to tell you where we
involved. It involves a certain corporation.
We just can't do that. There was a company involved. So I ended up having to go use my laptop and sign on and look. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. I don't see anybody booked at all for next week.
As a matter of fact, I don't see anybody for July. I don't see a July 1st on the schedule
at all.
There's no
entry for July 1st at all.
Yeah. So then you come back into the restaurant where I was, like, looking at, you know, one of the, you know, the little store they have there. I was playing with, like, a Jacob's ladder or something. They sell gazillions of those things, right? And I'm playing.
That or a poisonous snake, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
sitting there. Yeah, it was a ball. And you're like, Scott, you don't have anything for July 1st. I'm like, well, what's July 1st? It can't be a Sunday. And you're like, well, no, it is a first. So I'm like, I pull my phone out on my calendar. I'm like, oh, my God. I didn't do anything for July 1st. I totally skipped over it.
That's right? So bizarre because aren't we booked for, like, 3 months?
Pretty much, yeah.
We're always booked 3 months in advance.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Scott is, like, the most anal person about that.
Exactly.
Total fluke on my part.
And July 1st, a week away, happened to be completely empty. And so we talked about it standing there.
Literally. Yeah, right there in the restaurant.
And I said, well, this is actually a blessing in disguise because I wanted to try the call-in line anyway.
We can mess with this call-in line and say, you know, it's something we're going to experiment with tonight, and we're going to take a few calls here and there. We got a lot.
Speaking of the call-in line.
What's up?
In case you didn't go to our website, ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah.
Our call-in line is area code 605-475-8590.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it asks you for a conference ID number or
something, I don't know
what it asks you for, but it asks you for something, it's...
please enter your conference ID.
Is that what it
something
is?
Something like that, yeah.
Our conference ID is 555-1081.
555-1081. It's on the homepage. Go to ghostlytalk.com. There's a big black and white box on the front page right now that has all this information, and then you can just dial right in. We'll see you pop up. Well, actually, our operators we have online right now, our whole team of operators we have, waiting for your calls. Are standing by for your calls and donations or whatever it may be.
Don't worry, it's not me. They'll be nice.
And now a bear that plays with bananas. Boom, boom, you know, it's a marathon, right?
Wow. That's awesome.
The whole thing is up to 300 people can listen. I would like to see if we can start using this regularly, if it works, and we can start using it regularly.
Yeah.
There are people who travel similar to us.
Oh, yeah.
And so what they can do is they could call into the listener line and listen to an entire show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can.
Via the cell phone.
Via the cell phone.
And being unlimited nights and weekends on Sundays, there you go. And
that's what we figured, too, that, you know, we talked about, well, should we connect up the 800 line or the 888 line to this? But we're like, pretty much the world lives on cell phones now.
I know.
So what's the point of doing that? You know, and, you know, we got no problem incurring costs. We've been doing it for 6 years now. but, you know, every once in a while, just give us a break. So nobody should really have to be paying out for anything like that. We're a weekend show, you know, top of the weekend show or end of the weekend show at that, but still a weekend show. So we figured that not too many people are going to be taking any type of hit on that. It's on the weekend. So, you know, like I said, we're going to be kind of
so many people are on the VoIP now or the cell phones with unlimited nights and weekends. So area code 605-475-8590. And then when they ask for a, conference ID.
Conference ID,
555-1081.
Mm-hmm. We have to tell them this also, too. If you want to talk.
There is a way to get our attention.
Yeah, we are watching. Well, our operators are watching a screen. Our operators
are passing us notes via carrier pigeon.
Yeah, the pigeon flies
over
to.
Actually, it's rocks that hit us.
Yeah,
in the
head.
So when you hear us go, ow. Yeah,
well, yeah. we're gonna eventually get carrier pigeons. You know, that's in the plan.
Yeah, because that'll be so clean.
That's in the 3-year plan. Right now,
this beautiful new studio.
They just tie a note to a rock.
Covered in bird poo.
But
well, it's already covered in baby poo.
Baby poo, bird poo, whatever.
There you go. There's
but
your rock
right
now. I'm sorry.
What we're going to do is we have a screen on the conference.
Your operator.
It tells us who's there and or what, you know, how many people
are
called in.
Our
team of operators has a screen.
They're standing by.
If you want to talk on the show.
Please donate.
If you're just if you're just listening,
yeah.
Everything's great. You're hunky dory. You're all set. You don't have to do anything.
You can just sit there, relax.
Just sit there and listen, and blah blah blah, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk, press 1-1.
Push
raise
1-1.
Your hand.
Just push 1-1 on your phone.
What it does is it will flag our operators that you want to talk, and they will tie a message to a rock and throw it at us and hit us in, one of us
exactly.
In the head.
Now, so, if we're feeling really saucy, though, we can actually just unmute you and put you on the spot.
That would be hilarious.
Which would be fun. We might just have to do that.
We may do that later on in the show. Mm-hmm. Right now, though, we do have a lot to talk about.
God, we have a ton of stuff going. If you raise your hand, our operators are watching. So if you do want to interrupt us, feel free. It's cool.
So
we got 2 hours to play with here, so why not? You know. But there are some things to cover.
I want to talk about our trips, our recent trips.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to talk
about
our
ones?
Upcoming. Yeah, that's the thing. I want to talk about our upcoming events because this is the kind of thing that excites me about the paranormal. Right now, I can't think of very much research that's going on. I mean, there's a few things that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, the ITC research is happening through many groups. While that's happening, it's being slow for news in our case. I mean, what was the most recent? Let's talk about the most recent one, real brief.
As far as what ITC is concerned,
subsound or something, infrasound. They were saying that the Earth can emit infrasound, which when you blast a human specimen with infrasound, they hallucinate that they can see ghosts or feel someone behind them, you know, or read people's minds. I don't know.
I know that's been talked about a bit, yeah. And there's been a few things. There's been a few articles out there. Talk to a few people about it.
So that was the most recent. And of course, they're always finding new creatures, which is really cool. I dig that cryptozoologically. But while all that's not happening, while it's like very, very slow in research, one of the things that I really, really dig, and I dig a lot, are the conferences. It gets people together.
You don't say.
I do.
I never would have guessed that about you, Doug.
No, I do. I really like them. And
people are really getting on our case about that, too. I'm just going to warn you right now.
What?
For what?
All you got to do is talk about conferences nowadays. And I'm like, well, yeah, because that's really
I
fun.
Love I absolutely love them. And I know that not everybody can go to every conference.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone is as crazy as we are.
Exactly. But I would like people to consider going to one.
Mm-hmm.
At least one. Pick one. And go to it. And there's so many cool conferences coming up this year and next year that I think it would be interesting. It's a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst that can happen? Everybody can shun you.
We'll figure this stuff out after the break.
Yes.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Scott L. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash on my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
bent up and primed for a killing so sour.
The charm and mystery of the Deep South through ghost stories by attending the highly respected Roswell Ghost Tour. Your experienced guide will lead you on this two-hour outdoor walking tour through the historic district of Roswell. One of the highlights of the tour is a visit to Founders Cemetery, the burial site of Roswell King, where bodies are buried beneath modern streets and houses. Grand Greek Revival mansions and humble mill workers' apartments are some of the haunted sites you'll see on this mile of easy walking. Check RoswellGhostTour.com for the current schedule. Tours run most Friday and Saturday nights year-round, and private tours may be arranged. Reservations are required. Call 770-649-9922. That's 770-649-9922 for more information. Happy haunting from Roswell Ghost Tours.
Like a boob.
Oh, that's all right. We're learning.
First
we're
of all,
learning.
I want to thank Chip for coming into the chat room to tell me that.
Thank you, Chip.
Yeah, thanks for giving us the heads up, man.
Yeah, we evidently we have to push another button.
Yeah, and it's just too much work for our operators, so we had to fire three of them already.
Yes. We let so three of them go.
We let them know, yeah, we let them know what time it was, and we kicked them right out of the winery. They're gone. So sorry about that. What we're going to have to do, I think, for the archive, for you people that are listening to the podcast and stuff like that, you're not going to get your full 3 hours this time. I think we might have to whack about 10 or 15 minutes off of that.
Chop off that phone call. But
it's going to sound awful ridiculous.
That's okay.
We were talking with Adam, though. Well, we were talking with Adam.
We were talking with
Nobody
Adam.
Else
Nobody
was,
else was talking with Adam.
Nobody else was talking to him.
But now we know how to do it.
Yeah, now, well, the phone.
We heard him good.
We heard him great.
He sounded
everything
great.
I mean, as far as the quality for
he
us.
He just didn't go out onto the stream.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Haunted America Conference from last weekend. Great time. It was had by all. Everybody I talked to. I mean, I've talked to everybody who was part of the conference. You know, Vince and Troy and Jeff and everybody. And we all agreed everything was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
It couldn't have been a better time. I really don't know what else to say about it. What's going to happen, though, I mentioned this in the last half an hour, but you may not be hearing that now because we're going to cut that part out.
Right, right.
As I'll mention it again.
This is like the third edit to Ghostly Talk ever.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is really rare that we really cut stuff out like that. But tonight, along with tonight's archive, I have it all ready to go. It's ready to go. I'm gonna put up all of the speakers, all the recordings we did.
Yeah.
From the Haunted America Conference last weekend. They came out great. Everything sounds awesome. Sometimes I know people say, like, God, you know, kind of, I'm like, well, we work with what we have. You know, we only have like a mic or two to use, and we try. But this time we had the proper resources, and with the proper resources, we can make things sound pretty killer. And I think you'll hear that when you hear these recordings. It's totaling in almost 10 hours of material. It's a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God.
It is a lot of stuff.
And just think, you know, if you go to these conferences, you can get that live. And,
yeah,
and I have to say, even though the recording is always good, experiencing it live is completely different.
Oh, completely.
Completely
just
different.
The interaction, you know, and I mean, like I said, it'd be, like, probably this will be cut out too, but, you know, like I said, a lot of people are like, why do you guys talk about conferences so much? Because, you know, these are the best method of interaction I think there is out there right now for people to get together. It's really great to go to these conferences because you see all these different people walking around, but the coolest part is they're all wearing their club shirts, their Ghost Hunting Club shirts, right?
Right.
So you go, hey, I've seen those guys on, you know, Satan Space, or I've been to their website before, or, you know, I've been here, and I know those people, and you go up to them and go, hey, yeah, I checked out your stuff before, how you doing? People were coming up to our table all weekend. It was amazing. I couldn't believe people.
We were slammed.
We got killed all
weekend.
It was ridiculous.
It was fantastic. There was no end of people for me to talk to,
no,
which is my favorite.
Yeah, it was great.
Everybody, area code 605-475-8590.
That's our number.
That's our new listener line. You can
what's the conference number, Doug?
You can call. Oh, and then when it asks you for a conference number, it's 555-1081.
555-1081.
That's 555-1081.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
25 or 2 for $50. If you want.
Wait, that's the same price. It's $29.95.
Oh yeah,
or 2 for $50.
Sorry.
Anyway, 605-475-8590 and 555-1081.
Help us test this phone line. Yeah,
we're working on the phone lines. What we'd
if you want to speak, if you want to talk to us.
If you're on the line and you want to talk at all, you just press 1-1.
Press 1-1.
That'll raise your hand and to the what few operators we have left.
Yeah, we only have a couple left. We'll hire some new ones this week.
Yeah, they'll tie a note to a rock and throw it at us, and then we'll take your call.
I'm ducking next time.
I hope it don't hit me.
Finally went face first into the laptop.
I know.
Yeah, so...
I think my head's bleeding.
But we want... What I'd like for folks to be able to do is not only, you know, you can listen, of course, on the computers, through the computers.
Ouch!
Somebody just threw a rock. Sorry, Doug.
Or you can call in and listen on your
you
cell
can just
phone.
Listen if you want, yeah.
Yeah, I saw the rock fly.
The rock flew. These operators aren't messing around anymore. They're
no, they're not. That was a funk.
We got a caller from area code 812. You are on the line. Are you there?
Hello.
I am here.
And who are we speaking to?
This is Ron. I'm from Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh, hi, Ron.
812.
Yes, that's true. Hey, it's nice to talk to you, Ron. What's up?
Hey, I want to know if Doug can say the 555 number again. That's pretty sexy.
Hey, you know what? We beg to please. Doug, it's all
that's
yours.
555-10. What? I don't even remember.
Oh, crap.
Now.
You forgot
1081
it.
1081 or
you
something.
1082.
No, 1081. It's 555.
1081, yeah.
So, okay, now do it sexy, Doug.
555-1081.
No, do it sexy.
Nice.
Doug.
I think Ryan was
hit. 5-5-1-0.
I'm archiving that podcast.
You said you're from Bloomington, Indiana, Ron.
Yes, I am.
That's a notoriously haunted area.
Oh, yeah. I've been out a few times.
Where have you went out there, if you may ask?
Oh, I've been to Stepp Cemetery, and I've been, you know, to Indiana University, all the local haunted places. There's a big tunnel down in Tunnelton, Indiana that we go to quite a bit.
Wait, what's that big tunnel again?
A tunnel?
A tunnel.
It's a tunnel, and it curves. It's a railroad. It was an old railroad track. I don't think it's still in service anymore. It might be.
Uh-huh.
There used to be a guy that walked the railroad track after every train and cleared the rocks off of the railroad track.
Uh-huh. He should have done that before every train.
I don't know, man.
I mean, but don't you think, like, you know, you're like on a train and you're like, you know, and then there's like a boulder there in the middle of the track. I would think that you would want it cleared before the train. I don't know.
I think the train caused the rocks to, like,
okay, that could be. All right.
And what did this guy do?
And then
go ahead, Ron.
One night, apparently some drunk guy took his girlfriend down there and got a little too rough with her, and this guy stopped the whole incident. The guy came back with his buddies later on, and when the guy was doing his route, they beat him to death, basically, and stuffed him in that train tunnel.
Great.
All over a chick, huh?
Hey,
pride.
Hey,
his
hey.
Pride was hurt. The, you know, the tough guy's pride was hurt. So he went back to the bar or the mobile home park.
And got
his friends.
He went back to the mobile home park.
Yeah.
He must have had tattoos.
Was this an actual mobile home park, Ron? Because apparently Doug thinks he can just change history on you, man.
I didn't see a mobile home park there, but next time I go down there, I can look for one.
All right. That's an assignment for you.
So, I mean, obviously this gentleman, they killed this gentleman. They beat him to death. And, I mean, is there a legend now, according to this?
Yeah, there's these little holes in the side of the wall in the tunnel because apparently when a train came through, if you were in the tunnel, you could, like, hang out in these holes in the wall and you wouldn't get sucked in to the train. And they stuffed him in one of those.
Ew.
So whenever, whenever we get to that end of the tunnel, and we always make sure, you know, we bring fresh batteries for all of our equipment and everything. Whenever we get to that end of the tunnel, our equipment almost always fails.
Really?
Wow.
A couple people had that happen to them last weekend at the Lincoln Theater, too. People's batteries were dying left and right. Ben said that happened to one of his, with his camera, I think.
Haunted spots. Just drain the batteries just like that.
Ron, are you part of an investigative group, a team, or whatever they call it now?
No, we just, me and a couple of my friends, we just go on our own.
Thank goodness for people like you. Thank goodness for people like you. Bless you, Ron.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I think it's a good. I know of a few groups of people that just, they don't really want to give themselves a name or make their own logo or do all these things. They just like to get together and go out and check these things out as a group of friends, which I think is still a great thing to do,
Right. And I have to say, for example, when we were at 100 Step Cemetery, which, mm-hmm. Ron, you've mentioned that.
Yeah.
When we were there, a van load of, a family. But it was there were about 500 kids or so piled out of this van.
Well, we better ask Ron this. How long have you been listening to the show, Ron? I'm just curious.
I think the first show I listened to was, I think you guys did a show on Christmas Ghosts back in
2003.
Oh my God.
You get old school award, man. That's a long time ago. So you.
Yeah, I got something I want to say that I always wanted to say, but I never had the opportunity. And it's, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Wow.
Rock on.
You're the first caller, because Adam got waxed last half.
So you're our official first
caller.
You're
our official first caller with the new system, because
Adam
screwed it up.
Not streamed out to the...
Well, thank you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I heard Adam very clearly. I don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
You were on the phone. You were on the phone, but people listening out in radio land or computer land or whatever it may be, they couldn't hear it. We weren't feeding out to them. It's a very complicated process.
Right. We had to route the voice through the correct
through the space-time continuum.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But anyway, what happens is this van load of people pull up at 100 steps, right, to totally ruin our investigation of it.
You may have heard about this, Ron.
But there were thousands of kids. They can't, or hundreds at least.
They poured out in blankets out of the side of the van. It was just it was running water coming out of the
side
of
bucket.
Children.
Yeah, and
smoke come out of the van when they opened it.
No, it was not like Fast Time.
No, they waited. They waited to come outside and do that.
Right, and of course the kids are all sparking up as they run up the hill. Right, but what happens is there was one girl. All right, now this was a family unit of, it was a family of 500 or so. They did this. They went out there investigating these different haunted sites,
mm-hmm.
because of one of the girls, one of their children.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
one girl, she had gone on the internet, printed all this stuff out, and they decided to all go and investigate these places.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that particular family, I don't know if it was good for them or not, but I think for most other families, I think it would be a good thing to listen to your kids, listen to your friends, listen to your, other people, other groups of friends, other families, other, folks, other groups of people should probably get some of these legends and go to these places.
Yeah.
Because eventually there's going to be a Walmart on every single corner and there will be no places to visit anymore.
No, unfortunately, it's the truth.
So yeah. Go visit these places while you can, because they'll be torn down. They'll put up a.
Don't say it again. You already said it once.
They'll put up something there.
They'll put a big place up that sells lots of crap.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. That's what I call
it. Or coffee. Crap or coffee.
Ron, have you checked out in your areas or any other places you wanted to mention to us? We love going to Indiana, so I like to know about these places.
It's like our second home.
Yeah, Indiana is like our second home.
That's why I listen. Hello.
I like it when the callers.
How is it that we haven't?
Of course, we know.
Ron goes hunting with you yet? Then.
Yeah, no, yeah. I can't believe we haven't gone ghost hunting yet.
We should hang out one night, Ron.
Yeah, I think
I'm going
to
Mid-South,
so maybe we will.
Oh, that'll be cool.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah,
rumor has it we'll be there.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. Talk around the town.
Every October I go on a ghost hunting trip on the East Coast to Salem, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
Wow, Salem.
Yes.
Yeah. If you ever hear anybody expounding the greatness of Salem on the Memphis voice, that's me.
Excellent.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. Yes, I remember some.
We'll have
stuff.
To definitely keep an eye out on that.
Yeah, Salem and I usually go, hit Concord and Boston too. So
okay, so you get that. And
actually,
well, go ahead, Ron. Sorry.
Okay, actually, I had my my really only major paranormal experience in Salem.
What was that?
I guess back in the 70s, they were digging a basement for the stone company they were going to put in, and they found the remnants of the old witch jail,
mm-hmm.
where they actually kept the prisoners before they were going to be tried to be witches in 1692. So there's a lady there that runs a paranormal museum,
mm-hmm.
and the first she had it, She had it in the basement of this building, so I went down there and checked it out, and there's this huge, just like empty area. They're not doing anything with it. And this is where the witch jail was at. So I asked her, I'm like, well, can I, you know, she's a ghost hunter. Actually, she's the one that got me into ghost hunting back in, like, 2001.
Okay.
So I asked her, you know, can I go in there and do a little investigating? She was like, yeah, I don't care. Do whatever you want. I don't own it, whatever. So I'm in there, there's this huge room. And I'm, you know, I didn't have any audio stuff with me at the time, so I didn't expect to be in this room, but I had a camera. And I was just going around getting the feel for the place. And I felt this really, like, major cold spot. And I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh, this is a cold spot. There's got to be something here. So I'm taking all these pictures. And then I see I'm standing right next to a dumbwaiter.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that's where the cold air is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking back from the dumbwaiter, and then I just feel like somebody tapped me on the back. And I figured it was, you know, Molly, the lady who ran the Paranormal Museum. So I turned around, and, you know, there was nothing there, and I felt this, like, kind of icy numbness on my shoulder. So,
mm-hmm.
like any good paranormal investigator, I immediately booked out of the room.
You must have heard GHIs, how to,
yeah.
What is the clip, how to react.
What to do when you see a ghost.
What to do when you see a ghost.
Scream your head off and run. Scream your head off and run. Ron, we want to thank you for dropping on the line. We really appreciate it. Thanks for helping us test this thing out a little bit tonight.
Hey, I want to thank you guys because you guys are great. I love the show. And,
well, thank you.
I think it's amazing that the first show you guys said you had, what, two listeners on one computer?
Pretty much,
it was
man.
Two listeners listening on one computer, yes.
And then how easy would it have been for you at that time to just say, this isn't working, let's just not do it. But you kept going. And now you have, you know, tens of thousands of listeners, and you get to talk to some really, really cool people over the last 7 years. So that's kind of a testament to, you know, if you keep doing something, you're going to succeed.
Well, that's about the nicest thing I've heard somebody say to me in a couple of months, honestly.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it would have been easy to quit, but...
We're all almost tearing up here, Ron. I'm serious.
We were very... Like, we had to finish out our original 12, which became an initial 13, because we had them planned.
And I have them, if you want them.
Right. Nice.
Bonnie is freely giving these things away.
Well, we tell her not to.
In fact,
I'm going to make mass copies and hand them out myself.
We're going to find these CDs in like, the record store, like...
Yeah, I know. They're going to be everywhere. But
go ahead, Doug.
I also
want
to say...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Also, I also just want to say Bonnie is the gold standard for support hosts.
Yeah. Why, thank you.
This is, like, the nicest guy. We should, like, have him...
True.
We should, like, hire him. Put him on the
I know.
Show. He's the nicest guy in the
all
world.
All right. Here's the T-shirt. Here's the banner. Just roam around town with it.
Yeah. Get a MySpace page. You're set to go.
That is awesome.
Thank you so much, Ron. That really, 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 really means a lot to us. You don't know how much that means to hear. That's what makes us keep doing this show, is people that tell us stuff like that out and about, or send us emails or whatever it may be, whatever
that's
feedback.
That's the only reason I continue to put up with you guys.
So seriously, thank you. It really keeps our spirits high here, because sometimes it gets hard to do this show.
Yeah,
know?
And email me, because I want. It's not like I'm going to respond to your email, but...
Actually, what he's telling you, Ron, is to email me, and I'll forward it to him and call him then, too.
Yes. Email Scott L. about so that I get, because we need your email address.
Or email me.
Or email Bonnie, because next time we're in Indiana, I want to think about going ghost hunting with you.
Let's definitely hook up, yeah.
All right, that's awesome, definitely.
All right, thanks a million, Ron. We'll talk soon, okay, man?
All right, thank you.
Be safe. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, and you can listen. Go ahead and mute him.
Okay.
But, Ron, feel free. You're already muted, but feel free to listen on the phone if you want.
Yeah. Anybody, you guys can come as far as, like, the – this is for people that are listening to the archives, because what we're going to do, I want to start pulling more people into the live show now. For the last couple of years, this show has really been tailored towards – and we just kind of said it, like, you know, we have other things we want to tackle right now as far as, like, the sound of the show or the interactivity of the show or whatever it may be. And this is the new kind of – I guess this is the next dimension of this show. You know, back in the day, Doug, if you remember, we had call-ins for a while
with
the old, like, the old joke system, the old microphone on the old telephone.
It worked.
It worked great, yeah. And we took calls for a little while there. And then once the technology started shifting around and whatnot, we decided, hey, it's time to start focusing on some other things. And now we've finally gotten – gotten to the point now where we want to start taking calls like this. So I want to start seeing more people listening to the live show. Before we were like, listen to the podcast.
Yeah, listen to the podcast. I don't understand.
But
why
now
you
we want
to talk to us.
We want people to start calling in now and
so,
we'll start talking to them.
Yeah, and feel free to listen. You can listen on the line. I mean, we got 300 lines. Fill them up.
Fill them up.
You can
more
listen on the line. You can raise your hand on the line if you want to participate.
Yeah.
But the phone number is area code 605-475-8590. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it asks you for some kind of conference ID. Our ID is 555-1081.
Do it sexy, please. Let Ron have it again.
Oh, come on.
I can't. I use
how about I do it this time?
Oh, right. I'm going to pee my pants.
555-1081.
That was creepy.
That was just, yeah.
That was way creepy.
I don't know. Mm. I don't know if I'd call that line.
Oh, my God, stop
555-1081.
I think I would call some other line.
Wow.
That's what we're trying to do now.
Instructions are on the website at www.ghostlytalk.com. There is one caveat.
What's that?
That is, when we go to break,
yeah,
you don't hear it. All you hear is dead air.
We might pop in every once in a while and make fun of you.
Yeah.
Because we were doing that before on the last break. But, you know, basically, when we go to break, like Doug said, it's going to go silent. So don't think that you got cut off or anything like that. It's just going to go silent. And once we bring the show back on, we come back live on the air. We'll bring you guys back in with us. So it's kind of like you're part of the show.
You do. Cool. You actually are hooked in exactly how our callers.
Totally. Yeah, totally. Why don't we take a quick break, though? It's 7 o'clock. Coming up on the next segment, because this is fun. We haven't done like a
we're going to get to – is the next segment where we get to hear your new guide, or is it the
Yeah, why not? Well, I didn't really plan anything. There's a couple things I want to talk about. This Spiracom thing. The Harold Sherman archives.
Yes, I want to talk about
I want to talk about that. People think that I forgot about that, but I didn't. Also, what is it? Oh, you know what? I want to talk about our merchandise, too, a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Nothing big. We can't.
Which, by the way, I need to take more out of it. More out of here tonight.
More
They're
money.
They're flying off the shelves.
Yeah, obviously.
No.
They're literally
I'm
flying off the
shelves. I'm going to pay for them.
Oh, I know.
My niece
and
nephew want a T-shirt.
Why would she want to pay for that? She's part of the show.
I know.
Well,
weren't you one of the investors in this little venture?
Yes, I was. But, like, I'm going to take them all to close my family?
A lot coming up after this.